to another, and the easements weren't in place, that could be difficult. If the easements are in place, it's fine.
Yeah, as long as that guy's there, he said it's okay, but the next neighbor may not.
Yeah, the next neighbor may not like that at all.
We're supposed to be looking kind of down the road.
Yeah.
What could happen?
I've seen it turn into problems before.
It would just force them to come on their property.
I was going to say, I would assume that the worst case scenario would be it would force us to...
That you'd have to go left and
build
your own driveway.
Basically, we would just have to put a driveway in here.
There you go.
That would be the worst case scenario.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
How much property do you have there?
2.1 acres, I believe.
2.1 and change.
Is there, this is probably going to sound like a stupid question, is there any reason that you wouldn't survey a property line in there and just create a separate lot so you don't have to mess with the CUP?
We never really even thought about it. They just said this is the most simplistic way.
Okay.
So we're just going through here. It's my birthday today, so I figured I want to spend it with as many people as I can. Be nice.
Did you bring cake?
I was thinking about it, but...
But is it here now?
No, I don't have it now. I got to watch the diabetes.
Your bride's in jeopardy.
Yeah, well, we thought you'd take it as a bribe. Yeah, we don't want to go that far.
So did anybody else sign up to speak for or against this application?
We're all together.
Okay. Just need to make sure. Hearing none, do we have enough information to put a motion forward to approve, and then we'll vote it up or down? And I would like if we could have some language in there, that there's to be no nightly rental or something, so that if it ever came to Amber and Cody and all them that there was, we'd have more
have
of a leg
to
stand on to. So anybody game to throw?
Can you legally put something like that on a piece of property back there? Can you legally do that?
I think in a CUP we have the right to do whatever we want.
I mean, that goes down through eternity, supposedly, with ownership of the property.
Well, CUP though.
Hmm?
CUP though.
As long as you own it, but to me, is to get the CUP is that they're agreeing that there won't be any nightly rentals.
Because then, if we do find out there's a nightly rental and have documentation of it, we can pull the CUP.
Yeah, that's true. You've got a good point.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit on the. If it's ever shown to be a nightly rental on that property that can be documented, the CUP will be invalid. Is that the way to say that?
Close enough.
Okay. I think you got it right.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Amber, did you get that? All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're good to go.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Cody, do we have any old or new business?
I do not.
Anybody have any old or new business to bring up?
New business, we're getting ready to go.
No?
Can I do an announcement?
Sure.
We got a new employee, Maggie. Would you stand up? This is Maggie Daniels. She's works in our office now. So
I
want to introduce you guys. She might be at some of these meetings moving forward. So.
All right.
Cool. Are we adding someone or replacing someone?
Marla retired.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Doggone. So, I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, not for her. I mean, she's a good gal.
I want to say something to get like on the record. You know, we've got all these nightly rentals out there, and most of the people that are in here with their hair on fire when we talk about a nightly rental worry about having any teeth, worry about having any control, which we don't really have any enforcement in place. And I'm the biggest Confederate that ever lived, and I don't want more taxes. I think we should instate a fee for nightly rentals, an annual fee, $500 for a nightly rental permit per year. That's less than a nightly rental fee for one unit. that would give us some funding so that we could hire somebody, and when you get a complaint, they can go out and look at it. We could have documentation, we could have enforcement, and keep a better eye on it. Because that way, when folks do want a nightly rental, if the general population knows that we have a little control over it and actually do something about it, saying, well, too bad, there's nothing we can do, it might make things a little smoother. And I just wanted to say that out loud where everybody can hear me.
So let me ask you this. So every nightly rental building in the county that's under our purview would have to pay a $500.
Or $100.
Or whatever it is.
Whatever, yeah. If you've got a permit for a nightly rental unit, it costs you X amount. Just like when you go license your car, it costs you X amount.
And I don't necessarily disagree with that. Would it be possible for somebody to look at those numbers and work up some math and see what something like that would generate?
I could come up with something for you.
In the past, we've traditionally taken care of problems like that through the month of February. And it's good that he brought it up, so we got a little time to kind of wool it around. And maybe, I think George is on to something. I really do.
Would you go one per unit, per structure, or
for the development of the unit, it gets a permit. I don't think
that's still negotiable, I think.
Yeah, it's just an idea in my head, and I've got another one if anybody wants to hear it.
He's on fire now.
I am.
Here we go.
$30.
Okay, we got these companies come in from out of state and out of the country, and they buy a big acreage, and then they cut it up just small enough to sell it for nothing down to nothing a month, and we got people living out here like a homeless camp. Mm-hmm. They got no sewer, they got no water, they got nothing. God bless them. I've been of limited means myself. But it's my opinion, we've got this rule, 2 acres, no sewer.
Over three,
no
yes,
sewer.
Sir.
And maybe that's a sewer board, but, you know, it's my considered opinion, if you're a full-time resident, I don't care if you got 1,000 acres, you should have a state-approved septic system. And I've told that to several people, some on the county commission. And I've gotten a little pushback from some of them, and that, well, you know, if you've got 1,000 acres, you shouldn't have to have. If you got 1,000 acres, you can afford a septic tank. And if you can't afford a septic tank, then we need to do something different. Because we got people out there, and I know we're microphones on, and God help us all. They're peeing in the creek, boys. Something needs to be done.
That would be
George, great. You're right. It's an enforcement problem, really, when it boils down to.
We got these rules in place, and these outfits come in, and they look at the rules, and they get just past the rules.
Yeah, you're just out here.
I don't know. It's a problem, and I don't know how to address
it. It is a problem.
But that's the only thing I can think of.
We have a manual called the Green Book that we that sets our guidance as far as septic. The sewer department does not.
Okay.
We could always look at maybe updating those regs and changing the lot size based on what the requirements would be based on this or that.
Okay.
So if you do have 1,000 acres and you're touching core land, you still need a permit. There is some stipulations in there, so it's not that far of a stretch to think that you couldn't put some kind of number that's bigger than three. We'd have to talk through it and try to get approval from a lot of people, but.
Right. Well, like I said, I know there's some problems like Elbow and some other places. It seemed like there ought to be a solution. I was trying to think there should be a solution.
Well, what we need to do is put together some of these ideas, and of course, the ultimate plan will be approved by the commission. But, I mean, we can put forth some advice on the thing if we see it as a problem.
Yep. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you for your forbearance. You didn't think I'd go there like that, did you?
It's impressive. Any other comments? If not, somebody make a motion to adjourn. Motion, second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. 6:26. Appreciate it.
That isn't a record, Howard.
That is.
No.